In the run-up to Sunday's election, one party remains the clear favourite, Angela Merkel's Christian Democrats.
We have had 4 good years, and we want a further 4 good years so that we can say in 2017 that more people are doing well than today.
Merkel's economic record should deliver a third term, says Simon Tilford of the London-based Centre for European Reform.
Lots of Germans who are quite critical of the Eurozone's handling of the crisis will at the same time give Merkel credit for limiting the damage to Germany.
Polls show Mrs. Merkel's Christian Democrats falling short of an absolute majority. Their current coalition partners, the Free Democrats, appear likely to lose seats. So the Social Democrats, currently running second, could join Chancellor Merkel in a grand coalition of right and left. Or if they win many seats, the Social Democrats could join a coalition with the Greens and force Angela Merkel out of office. Whatever government emerges, Germany's policy towards Europe's debt crisis is unlikely to change, says Simon Tilford.
There are no parties in Germany, no political parties in Germany, advocating the kinds of solutions to the Eurozone crisis that the governments in Southern Europe would like to see, or governments in the US or the UK for that matter would like to see. None of the German parties support, say, a fiscal union.
In Southern Europe, and especially Greece, Germany continues to be vilified as the country that has forced austerity upon the EU. Many Greeks single out Angela Merkel.
As far as the Greeks are concerned, her policies are negative and unbearable.
They will look after Germany's interests either way, not ours.
The EU has put off making many tough decisions until after the German elections, says Professor Michael Vogelmuth, director of the Berlin-based think tank Open Europe.
It's not just Greece, there's also banking union where we need some decisions rather soon. You know, the single supervisory mechanism, how to also do a restructuring of the many zombie banks that are most likely still around, both in the periphery and in Germany and France.
While EU partners Britain and France have been at the forefront of Western diplomacy on Syria, foreign policy issues have barely played a role in the German election, says Simon Tilford.
If anything, Germany's pacifism and its reluctance to engage internationally, its reluctance to think strategically about foreign policy questions, is actually gathering the strength.
Germany's famous manufacturing industry has hit its highest level in 16 months. Many analysts say optimism over the economy is at the root of Germans' apparent willingness to stick with the status quo. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.